Welcome to this podcast of Armstrong Chapel. I'm lead pastor David Brown. It's a blessing to be with you today, to share the inspiration in these moments, and to be uplifted by the power and love of Christ. Enjoy this message. Pray with me into these moments of witness and word. O God, send your Holy Spirit. Enliven our hearts and lives that we might be salt and light for your kingdom. For we pray and we ask it in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. I grew up in a house that was located on the corner of 22nd and Sunrise, and on that corner was a light. City street light that was of great benefit when you were young because you could play kickball late at night in the middle of the street and be under its light. But my bedroom was in the corner of the house facing that street lamp. I first raised protest to my mother that we needed to darken my windows, so she purchased those light darkening shades, for those of you that want sunlight. And in the midst of that, it sort of worked, but then you saw the outline of the window, just like our shades. You couldn't keep all the light out. So I complained again, and she said, well, let's try another route, and we got light blocking curtains that covered the side part, but guess what? In the real dark of night, there was still light that shone down at the bottom of the floor, and it came into the room, and it was a problem for me, a light sleeper. Well, as I've grown older, I've mastered the art of finding darkness no matter what room I sleep in. Because, strangely enough, I've now decided to wear a hoodie at night that comes clear over my head and I can pull it tight and I'm fine. When Elizabeth says to me, do you mind if I read a while? My quick answer is no. Go ahead. And when some of you call her late at night, I don't understand why, but her phone lights her face up as if a specter in the night. And there in the midst, she answers you and replies back in great joy. And I think I'm so grateful for my dark hoodie. Was even in the first hotel room I'd ever experienced this in New York City, that when you moved into that darkened bathroom space, the lights didn't come on, but that blue light that just barely illumined the room so you'd know what you were doing without messing it all up. Oh, if we could be that light, that salt. Jesus's metaphor of salt and light is in the heart of the Sermon on the Mount. The part in which we've now begun to move into is where Jesus wants to impact his disciples to be as salt and light in the kingdom of God. Oh, salt, if you've lost your saltness, what good are you? Jesus asks. Those of you that appreciate salt recognize that it both is, for first century Jewish members, the only means by which they had to preserve meat. And yet that salt was also added as an abundant spice of flavor and of gift to not only preserve, but to also bring out other flavors of food. And if you were really good understanding stewards of temple life and activity, you'd also recognize that when you offered sacrifices to God, oftentimes the priest would add salt to it to raise the temperature and to completely consume the offering given to God as a complete and total act of devotion. This salt, with its saltness, is so evident to us that when you go to a restaurant or you've received your favorite dish and the chef has added too much salt, what do? You just struggle because it's mixed in. There's no way to take it out. Those of us who are Christian believers recognize that if we are salt, we cannot be set apart by ourselves. But we add life and vitality and flavor to others and bring about a sense of existing not by itself, but in unity with others. Jesus moves from salt to light. That light that in the midst of darkness is like a city set on a hill. It's like those of us who have a lamp, we don't hide it. We put it on a lampstand so that all might know and experience the illumination of Christ. It's that vitality and beauty that maybe is best captured by those of us that have flown at night. And how about it, John, when you're moving across the United States, you see those different cities below illuminating our journey until you come to your final place of destination where the runway lights give a clear pathway and the plane lands safely. Oh, for Jesus to be a city set on a hill is the illumination of Jerusalem itself, the rich and vibrant temple complex, drawing all people into presence of God in deeds and acts of wonder and joy. Jesus is not merely asking us to enjoy or live in darkness. No, that darkness is reminding us of Isaiah the prophet, who tells us in the season of Advent that for us, the light has come into the world and the darkness cannot overcome it. This light, who is Christ, should be what radiates in our lives as well, so that the darkness and despair and the shadows of this world are illumined by that light of Christ. The impact of both metaphors of salt and light begin to be ways in which we impact our world. This call and claim is a characteristic that for you and me, we'll use this final hymn to examine our lives, to consider whether we're letting the light of Christ shine in our darkened lives, and call hope and promise where only salt and light can bring to a world of need. May we sing with faithfulness and with hope. As our choir prepares to share in the anthem, they'll be singing a reference to the city of Zion, a biblical allusion that is both a city that we could behold on earth like Jerusalem, but most importantly, the city of God, as the book of Revelation describes a new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem, the city of Zion. Clearly, our beloved Connie has seen that city, and may that city be our hope as well. Armstrong Chapel is continually blessed in the gifts of music, not only from our chancel choir and our talented organist, but also our bell choir, our musicians in the early service, as well as our praise team in the next. It is in the joy of music our hearts are lifted in praise to God as the bell team continues to offer their gift of music in honor and recognition of Connie and her participation with them. May we know the blessings of God and the song that God puts in our heart. Thank you for sharing in these special moments, Armstrong Chapel. We pray that God will surround you in these moments. You'll share with family and friends. You'll care for one another as we look forward to joining again next week. God bless.